Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice adding. We're actually going to practice adding 3, to be exact. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color and count. So if you look at your picture, you're going to see it's like we're in a kitchen or a baking kitchen. I don't know. I see yummy cookies. And we are going to be looking for certain things and coloring them. So the first thing I would like you to look at is on the counter, there's a door with no doorknob. Do you see that? The door with no doorknob. So we're going to color that door. I think it's a cabinet door. Let's color the door with no doorknob purple. Any kind of purple will work. How many doors are there with no doorknobs in this picture? Yeah, just one. One is going to be one of the numbers in our addition problem. We're going to work on an addition problem, and one is going to be one of the numbers. Two more seconds. Two. One. Now, also look at this counter. There are some drawers with no knobs on them. Do you see the drawers with no knobs on them? Yeah, they're right next to the door. The drawers are right next to the door. Let's color the drawers with no knobs green. And let's count them while we color them. One, two, three. I count 3 drawers with no knobs. So we have a purple door, 1, and then how many green drawers? 3. Let's put down all our crayons. So we have a 1 and a 3. We're going to find out what 1 plus 3 equals. Let's count the door and the drawers. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 plus 3 equals 4. Or we could say 3 drawers plus 1 door equals 4. Boys and girls, we're going to talk about the word equals today, but we'll come back to it. Now I want you to look at, ready, the bags on the floor. Do you see the bags on the floor? I want you to look for the bags with no handles. There aren't any handles. Let's color those bags blue. Any kind of blue works for me. The ones with no handles. Color those blue. So the word equals is going to be our word for today. It's a math word. It's important, especially when you're doing problems in math. Here's what I want you to know. Equals means the same. The same. So 1 plus 3 is the same as 4 because 1 plus 3 is 4. 4 is the same as 1 plus 3. They're equal. Equals means the same. Get it? I hope so. Equals means the same. The same means equals. If you have 2 and I have 2, then we have the same. It's equal. All right, take 2 more seconds for those blue bags with no handles. I don't know how we're going to hold them, but it's okay. Now let's count how many blue bags we colored. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blue bags. 5 is going to be a number in our addition problem. Okay, do you see the bags with the handles? Let's color those orange. Color the bags with handles orange. I think I mean, I could be wrong, but I think all the cookies on the counter are going to go into these gift bags. And then I hope I'm going to get a knock on my door. And then when I open it, I hope that someone's going to be standing there with a bag of cookies for me. That's what I sure hope. How many bags, orange ones, with handles are you coloring? Do you see? 1, 2, 3. So that's going to be the other number in our problem. And we need to find out what 5 blue bags and 3 orange bags equal. 5 plus 3 is the same as what? Let's count all the bags. Put down all your crayons. Let's count all the blue bags and then the orange. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5 plus 3 equals 8. It's the same as 8. You could also switch it and say 3 plus 5 equals 8. 3 plus 5 is the same as 8. Yes, we're doing it. All right, boys and girls, let's look at the cookies. There are some cookies on some rectangular cookie sheets, not the ones on the plates. Do you see the rectangular cookie sheets? Let's color the cookies on one of the cookie sheets. You pick the cookie sheet. There's 2 of them. You pick the one you want. And I want you to color one of those cookie sheet cookies red. Red. I don't know why they're red. Maybe it's frosting. Maybe they're made out of strawberries. Doesn't matter. Color them red. We'll color 3 of the cookies red. 1, 2, 3 are on this sheet, this cookie sheet or cookie tray. And then let's put down our red crayon. And do you see the other cookies on the other cookie sheet? Let's color those pink. Sure, they can be pink. How many are on this cookie tray or this cookie sheet? 3 also. So 3 plus 3 is going to be our addition problem. 3 plus 3 equals or is the same as, let's count all the red and pink cookies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 3 plus 3 equals 6. It's the same as saying 6. 3 plus 3 equals 6. All right, now let's look at the cookies on the big round plate. There's a couple of plates, big round plates. Let's color, look at the one with a ton of cookies. Oh my goodness, I wish they were for me. Let's color those brown, the one with all the cookies. There's another circular plate. It doesn't have very many. Let's color the ones brown that there are a lot of cookies. We'll make these chocolate chip. No strawberries in this one. I'm going to color and count at the same time. I'm on my second cookie. So 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm getting hungry. 5. Give me all the cookies. Call me Cookie Monster. 6, 7. Wow, that is a lot of cookies on one little plate. I'm going to count them again just to be sure. Let's double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good. All right. And then do you see the cookies on the other round plate? Let's color those brown also. There's 1, 2, and 3. Remember, we're adding 3 today. So 7 were on this big plate. And 3 were on this plate. So 7 and 3 are the numbers in our addition problem. 7 plus 3 equals, well, let's count. Let's count all the brown cookies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 cookies. Now, when I've got a big number like 7, I like to count on and I'll say 7, 8, 9, 10. It just helps me be a little bit quicker. But you don't have to do that. You can count them all. It's whatever works for you to help you find what 7 plus 3 is the same as or equal to. All right, do you see on the wall there's some paper hanging up and then there's some pencils? We're going to look at the paper hanging up. Maybe it's for cookie orders. Maybe I should place my cookie order. Let's color the paper. Oh, let's do yellow. Let's color the paper yellow. Go ahead and start coloring the paper yellow. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 pieces of paper are hanging on the wall. Is 4 going to be one of the numbers in our adding problem? Yes, it is. Now let's put down our yellow crayon and let's color the pencils. Let's color the pencils blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, but you can use any kind of blue you want. Any kind. Let's count the pencils while we color. 1, 2, 3. I told you we're adding 3 today. 3. So we have 4 pieces of paper and 3 pencils. So the numbers in our addition problem are 4 plus 3. Let's count them. What's 4 plus 3? Count the paper and the pencils. Ready and go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4 plus 3 equals 7, or it's the same as 7. Okay, so we colored and we counted, and now we're going to go down and look at a 10 frame to help us find an answer to an addition problem. Do you see the 10 frame? It has all the boxes with the round circles, the round counters, or underneath the bags down below. Do you see it? Okay, I want us to color 5 counters pink. Find your pink crayon. 5 in a row make pink. 1, color those circles in. 2, 3, 4, 5. And then put down your pink crayon and let's color the counters that are left red. How many are left? 1, 2, 3. 3 are left. So we have 5 pink plus 3 red. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep counting. 6, 7, 8. 5 plus 3 equals 8. Let's write that on the line next to the 10 frame. That's one way to solve an addition problem. Scoot over, look at the fingers. We can count on our fingers to solve addition problems. Let's count the fingers that are being held up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 4 plus 3 equals 7. Write the number on the line next to the fingers. So we could use a 10 frame. We can color and count. We can use our fingers. Look, we can use a number line. Do you see the 2 on the number line that's circled? Will you trace that circle for me? We're going to do 2 plus 3 because we're working on 3. That means we're going to hop 3 times on the number line to find out what 2 plus 3 equals. Will you trace the hopping rainbows that I made for you? Trace and count with me. We're going to hop 1, go again, 2, go again, because we're doing 2 plus 3. So we did 3 hops. What did we land on? We landed on the number 5. 2 plus 3 equals 5. Will you box up the number 5 for me? Put a box around it or a square around it? That's our answer to 2 plus 3 equals or is the same as 5. We did 3 hops for 2 plus 3. All right, move down to the word. Do you see the word? It says E-Q-U-A-L-S. Equals. Let's trace that word. Equals. Trace all the letters for me. Equals means the same as. Equals means the same as. All right, and then underneath we have an equation. We have a number sentence. It says 6, trace that for me, plus 3, trace that for me, equals 9. Trace that for me. Boys and girls, do you see the symbol for the equal sign? It's the symbol that has two lines on top of each other, kind of like railroad tracks or a road. Circle that equal sign for me, because that's our equals. That's what we've been working on today. Okay, scoot over. We have one last thing to do, one thing left. It says 1 + 3 = don't tell me. We're going to draw a picture to solve this problem. We've used a 10 frame, we've counted fingers, we've used a number line, we've counted and colored. Now let's draw a picture for 1 + 3. Can you find your red crayon and draw one red cookie on the cookie sheet? One red cookie, because it says 1 + 3. So we're going to have one red cookie. The one is for the one red cookie. Any kind of red will work. I'm just making a round red cookie. And then put down your red crayon. What's the other number in our addition problem? 3. Let's draw 3 brown cookies on the cookie sheet, because 3 is the other number. So draw 3 brown cookies. 1, 2, 3. So your cookie sheet should have one red cookie and 3 brown cookies, because our problem, our numbers in our problem is 1 + 3. So it should match our problem. And we drew a picture. Let's count the cookies in our picture to find the answer to 1 + 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 + 3 = 4. Write the number 4. 1 + 3 is the same as 4. Boys and girls, you did it. You did it. You can add 3. You know what the word equals means. What's it mean? Yes, the same as. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.